Start the show.
Two bears, one cave. Making it hot and looking good. He's Bert Kreischer. I'm Tom Segura.
Let's just put the pedal to the metal and go. This is a perfect way to start off this show. 12 years in the making. It's gonna be a fucking shit show.
Everyone's gonna be like, hey, 100%. Hey, we're finally back. It's another episode of Two Bears, One Cave.
Face to face,
which is way better.
I like this.
This is like, this is how you podcast, I think. I like this more.
It's awkward. I'm staring. Should we wear sunglasses?
I think so. I'm Tom. He's Bert.
Congratulations on the new special.
I'm so happy. It's such a relief.
It's a relief. It's like,
it is.
It's like skydiving.
It totally is. Like for you guys, I mean, I know a lot of you guys obviously are deep into the comedy world, but like, you know, we do these tours. This was a 16 plus month tour for me.
Was it?
Yeah, I started last September, really. I mean, I didn't officially name, but that's when the tour really started.
You started writing the material?
No, that's when I started actually touring with this material. So
I
started touring with it in September. I just didn't have the name attached to it. And then it went all the way through until, you know, Saturday.
Do you feel, I was saying this to Leanne, I got fucking emotional on my podcast this morning doing a read. I was just doing fucking ad reads.
Mm-hmm.
And I started crying. I couldn't help it. I did my last, technically my last Body Shots tour date in Salt Lake City. I'm doing Cleveland this week, but it's for the taping.
Doesn't feel
like a tour. Yeah. Just feels like a taping. And I realized I was no longer going to say Body Shots World Tour.
Oh, right.
Because I've said it so much. And I was like, I got emotional. I started crying on stage. I said it to Leanne. I said, you know, it's really bizarre is you write the material and you fall in love with it.
Mm-hmm.
Then you work it and it gets tight and you really are married to it because you're murdering with it. Then there's a period where you get bored with it. Then there's a period you're embarrassed of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's one weekend where you have to, it's almost like you have to rekindle a relationship with it.
Yep.
And make it like it was brand new again.
Yeah.
Is it weird to think you'll never tell those jokes again unless it's the machine story?
That is actually the perfect summary of the relationship with it. And one of the things I did, because it's like a few times doing this now, is I would abandon some of the bits for months at a time.
I wish I'd done that.
That I knew that I would pull back. And like I would just, so, and it's to the point where people would be like, oh, you know, people who are around me would be like, you stopped doing that bit? And I was like, for now, because then I'll do it next month and I won't be as sick of it,
yeah.
You know, because you build it up. But yeah, I mean, I also felt like, you know, it's like in comedy, we never express like sincereness.
Yeah.
Because it's like, everyone's like, it's not funny to be. But like, I do feel tremendous gratitude for like the position I'm in, for the, like, just for the tour going the way it did, for the people that, like, you know, I go out after the tapings and I thank the audience. And I really mean it. Like, I thank you for making this happen, you know, because I know it wouldn't happen without them. So
yeah, it's amazing when you think like, it really is. The amount of gratitude you have is, I always look at those people who don't give a fuck about their fans and they're like, fuck them. And I'm like, I remember, I'm not shitting on him, but David Cross was very adamant to mock anyone who was appreciative of their fans. And I remember going,
I love David Cross.
I watched him in San Francisco,
yeah,
in like maybe a 3,000 seater, just fuck around.
Yeah.
I was like, bro, get me there.
I know.
He literally walked on with a notebook and was like, let's see what works.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck? How the fuck? Dude, he had a joke. I forget what it was. I ran into him and it was one of the fucking funniest goddamn jokes. I think it was about abortion or something horrible.
Yeah.
Something horrible. He had this great theory. I don't know where I saw this, but his dad walked out on him when he was like 12.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, what if that's like a gene? He was talking about it on like 60 Minutes or something. He said, I get afraid that what if I've got that gene too? That gene where you really just don't care and you get to a certain point, you're like, you know, I thought I'd like a family, but I don't. So I'm out.
Yeah. Yeah,
and he was like, "What if I got that gene?" It was just such a weird way to look at parenting. Because I'm like,
It's also like that what gets you, I think, as a comedian, gets me excited is whenever somebody articulates a thought, you go, I've never heard that articulated.
Dude.
So like to hear that, I would have been like, oh, that's exciting.
It's a great fucking thought.
Yeah, it's a great thought. I just, you know, what if I abandon people?
Yeah.
That's really funny.
Yeah,
that's
really funny. He's but it is crazy. Like
my favorite thing about David Cross is that he is a tremendously funny guy.
I mean, he's so talented. He's
such a by the way, as an actor, just anything that he's in, I giggle. He's so I watch Alvin and the Chipmunks movies because he's them, and I laugh.
He makes those movies tolerable.
Yes, he does.
He literally makes those movies tolerable.
He's so funny. But my favorite thing is that if you have followed David Cross, you know that he's a very liberal guy, very smart, very articulate, and a great comedian. And then he got more fame. Like he did Mr. Show and all these things, but more fame, obviously, from Arrested Development, which was
the greatest fucking show
on Fox, though, which gives you a broader audience. And so for a while, that show's on, David would announce stand-up dates, and you have people who are like, that's the guy
from
Arrested Development.
That's the worst
and
human
then
being to go see. If
they
you
show up, and they're like, he's going to be like that. And then he's like sitting there like, you know, are you a MAGA dum-dum? And then they're like, what happened?
You're
like,
MAGA dum-dum. Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, my God. That's got, I mean, I can almost taste how sweet it would be to sit in an audience and just watch people be like, why is he being mean about that?
Oh.
It would be so amazing.
He's married to one of the like founders of Me Too.
Amber.
Amber Rose?
Tamblyn?
Amber Tamblyn, yeah. She was in Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants.
Really?
Yeah, I saw it.
Okay, how was that?
It was awesome.
Really?
By the way, it was really... because any of those little girls finding their way into life and establishing themselves as women, I connect with my daughters, so I'm like, oh, I hope my kids get to do that one time. Yeah, but he's married to her.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I think he's unbelievably funny.
He's fucking great.
And I love when...
If you had to be a...
Oh my God, did you watch Todd Margaret?
Uh-uh.
The Increasingly Poor Decisions of Todd Margaret.
I already love the title of that.
It is the funniest fucking... You can tell that what happened was he walked in with an idea that 99.9% of, you know, networks would be like, are you out of your mind that you think we're going to make this? And IFC was like, go ahead. And... Then he went. It's so fun. I can't even.
Is it on Netflix?
It did get licensed there for a minute because IFC made it. It might still be on there.
I want to go see it.
And then he did a like, I forget, it was season 2 or 3 where it was like bizarro, where like he came back as another character. It was absolutely brilliant. As some of the hardest I've ever laughed is watching
for
that
real.
Show. Yeah. And I would meet like 7 people that have seen it.
Do you think David Cross would like you?
No.
Yeah. That sucks so bad. I met him.
Well, you know what?
I met him.
Yeah. He would, I feel like he would tolerate like a casual.
He barely tolerated a handshake with me.
Yeah.
Like you see that he looked at me and went.
Let me be clear. I think he likes you less than me.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I'll give you the list of comics that would walk in the room and hate me immediately.
Yeah.
Jerry Seinfeld.
You think so?
100%.
Well,
Jerry Seinfeld.
Not if he met you. If he saw your act.
I think if he saw my act.
Because right away, he'd be like, the guy doesn't have a shirt.
But you know what sucks about that? Is that I would hope Jerry Seinfeld could see past that. Because he is a
Jerry Seinfeld would appreciate you more as a comedian if he couldn't see you. If he was listening to your stand-up, I'm serious.
You're right. You're 100%
If he was
right.
listening to your stand-up, he would recognize
oh my God,
the funny
wait,
bits
hold on.
And the funny storytelling.
I just dawned on me. There are people who listen to me on Sirius XM or on...
Definitely don't know.
And then don't know that I'm shirtless.
There's probably people who listen to hundreds of hours of you. Who have been like, this guy's my favorite comic, and they're gonna show up and be like, fuck happened to this guy? Is he falling apart? Why is his shirt off?
I think Jerry Seinfeld would just be like, I don't get it. You know what's so funny? Hmm. There's one person that I thought would absolutely hate what I did.
Yeah.
And he loved it.
Who's that?
Ron White.
Really?
I walked off stage and I'm shirtless and he goes, the shirt's off, huh? like fuck it.
But he's a good time.
Yeah, he's a good time. He likes to have a good time.
Yeah. I don't think he'd like me.
Ron White?
He'd probably be like, you're a little too fucking, why don't you loosen up? That's what happens with like people that sometimes they're just like, why don't you loosen up some, man?
Yeah.
You know? And I'm like, hmm.
Yeah. I think on paper, I don't know what the shirt thing was. It worked for me, but it's a weird thing. Like Sebastian, I know Sebastian and I are friends.
Yeah.
But like there's parts of my personality.
Oh, I would assume that he would not like you if I didn't.
Yeah. If you didn't know, it, like there's parts of my personality where he just goes like.
Can you come off stage and he go, why would you take it off?
He said to me one time, this is a little secret time. I feel bad if he gets upset. I was getting ready to promote my special.
These barely work. Go ahead. Yeah.
And I was taking video of all the comics at the store saying, what's the best way to enjoy a comedy special?
Mm-hmm.
And then I was using everyone's fame to then say, hey, make sure to watch mine.
Yeah.
The way Bill Burr or these people do it. It was just a marketing scheme where I was thinking about originally having people come down to the store and doing interviews with them about Star Wars, mm-hmm. about the first time they had Star Wars, and then just take the Star Wars out and put in my question. What did you think about Bert's special?
Oh, and it's like
fucking amazing.
Unbelievable.
It's amazing. Yeah, well, I mean, obviously everyone's
done. I remember when I first saw it, and I was like, this thing is unbelievable. Yeah.
So maybe I'll do that with hardcore porn. I'll show them hardcore porn and then say, hey, what did you think of Tom's special? And they'll be like, it's fucking gross.
By the way, this special is pretty gross.
So I asked Sebastian, I go, hey, man, do you mind if I get an interview with you real quick in the hallway? And he goes, you can see it in his eyes. He's like, okay. You know, and he's only, by the way, I'm putting words in Sebastian's mouth.
Yeah.
These are not what, none of this was said, but you could tell that he only did it because we had the same management. You could tell that he was like, ugh, I'm going to fucking hear about this if I don't do it. So he's like, okay. So I go, Sebastian, what's the best way to watch the special? And he goes, you know, with your family, a cup of Sanka, like what? I don't know what he said.
Yeah.
So he gets, I go, hey man, thanks a lot. And he goes, hey, can I tell you something? I go, yeah. And he goes, I would have never done what you just did. And I go, what? And he goes, huh. And he just walks away. I couldn't tell if it was a compliment.
Yeah.
Like, because he was like, what the fuck goes on in your brain? But there's a lot of what goes on in my brain where I go, where people see it and they go, what? Like the marching band, getting the marching band.
You had a marching band promo. How did you hire the marching? What was like the procedure for that?
I just said, I heard a song. I'll give you the whole backstory.
Okay.
I heard Gary Glitter's, George and I were playing Gary Glitter's, dun, 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 hey, ba-na-na-na-na-na-na, hey. And I thought, oh, you know what would be cool?
Who's Gary Glitter wrote that?
Gary Glitter is a, okay,
I've just never heard somebody say, you know, dun, 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 dun. Hey, you know Gary Glitter.
It's called Rock and Roll Number 2.
Okay.
And it's a really famous song, and it was just in The Joker.
Oh.
And Gary Glitter is a pedophile.
All right.
So I get the, I'm glad I said the word pedophile on this fucking show. Can't wait till that gets chipped into something. Fuck. So this is Gary Glitter. He wrote, he's creepy as fuck. Ooh. He went, yeah, he is gross. So anyway.
Wait, you're saying you support pedophiles? All right.
So let me just clean this one up for you. I mean, how old is old? You know. So
fuck.
Yeah, he is. He's had a rough.
Oh my God.
By the way, I'm not to definitely fucking ruin my career, but there's a part of Gary Glitter that says, like, I read this whole thing on him after this about him saying, the media did this to me. The media did it to me. And then there's a part of the way the world works where you're like, what if the media really did do this to him?
Right.
But anyway, so I heard that song in the thing, and I thought that would be a cool way to announce the Birdie Boy U.S. tour dates added in Nashville, Wichita, Atlanta, just the other day. Go to birdbirdbird.com. General on sale. We've added 10, I think 12 shows now. So I get the marching band. I then Google that song to find it out and find out that a pedophile wrote it. And I'm like, I am not putting that in my comment section. So I already have the marching band. So I just called the marching band. And I go, I don't know what we're doing.
How did you have a marching band?
I just reached out. I had my agent go find a marching band.
You said go find a marching band.
He goes, $4,000. Costs $4,000 for 15 people. You get them for an hour, more than an hour. Really. God. And I was like, fuck it. Bring them over to the house and we'll figure something out.
And you also, to your credit, you did multiple promos.
So that, but I learned that. Shout out to Hannah Stocking. Hannah Stocking is fucking hilarious. But when she does anything online, whenever she creates something, she multi-sources that.
Who's that?
Hannah Stocking is this girl I did, a young lady I did her YouTube show. It's like a fun show. But she does clips on Instagram that are hilarious, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what she does, so like maybe she'll dress as the woman from Shrek, right? Princess Fiona. Well, she'll shoot that sketch that she wrote for her as Princess Fiona. Then she'll shoot something else as Princess Fiona, like another thing. And then she'll go out in the street dressed as Princess Fiona. She'll like shoot like five different things about Princess Fiona. Just because she's like, I already put the makeup on. Let's bang out content. And so I learned from her and I went, I'm going to get this marching band. I'm going to do like five different things with them. And those were the two funniest ones. But I brought them to the house. And then I was like.
You did that. And then everybody gave me this shit for this. So let's jump ahead. You also have another private jet promo. Are you into the Jets now?
No, I'm done. I spent my money.
You did?
I can't afford it anymore.
Did you love it?
Oh my God. It's the greatest thing ever. It's the greatest fucking thing ever. I can only take a jet that'll fly for an hour.
Yeah.
Just for the record.
Yeah.
I can't do the big sized ones.
No, they're crazy.
Yeah, but you know, if you look at cost effectiveness of I use these jets, like people. Jets are very divisive online.
Yeah.
Really interesting because I will use myself as an example. Anthony Bourdain took a picture of himself on a jet with some friends, and I wrote a shitty comment like, so I guess you don't keep it real anymore. You're a jet guy.
You did that?
I'm being honest. This was like 9 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And as soon as I wrote it, I went, you know what? If I got the opportunity to be on a jet, I'd take pictures. I definitely take pictures and I post them. Mm-hmm. And I go, I shouldn't. And so I deleted it, but I didn't delete it in time enough for people to destroy me. And in a way that was very accurate. Like, yo, man, he doesn't do this every single day. He's done it a couple times, but right. It's an opportunity. It's not an everyday lifestyle. If you're on a jet every single day and you're doing it, then that's disgusting. And they go, if you were on a jet, would you post pictures of yourself? And at the time, I was like, I wrote back, no. And this guy posted a picture of me standing in front of a fucking private jet. And I was like, God damn it, I've done this. I've done it. Yeah. And who doesn't? I mean, you should have seen the fucking kids I took with me on the jet this time. They were like a fucking Puff Daddy video. They were all around.
You guys were in tracksuits.
We're in tracksuits.
And it was you who...
Jesus Trejo, Dave Williamson, Andrew Hobson, my cousin, my assistant, and Rory Lowe from Australia. He was my opener in Australia. He was out here. And I was like, yo, man, if you're here, why don't you hop on the bus? I'll take you on a proper tour in the U.S. You can see what the U.S. is like.
And he did dates with you?
And he did four shows with us. They loved him. He killed.
That's great.
He killed. And then he got on a private jet to end his fucking thing. He's like, this is the greatest.
Where did you fly? From where to where?
Oh, fucking Salt Lake City to L.A.
To L.A. The best is to go home, though. That's the best.
What happened was my voice was shot.
Yeah.
And I was, and you know, like I said, I can't tell you guys everything because I'm sure I can get in trouble for this, but like, suffice to say, there is an allotted amount of money I have a budget for this.
For
things like this, like shooting videos.
Yeah, yeah.
Creating content I have a budget for it. I don't know how much I can say about this, but.
Well, don't
I'm
say
getting,
that. Yeah.
And so I have this in that budget. And so I was like, I'm losing my voice. I feel like shit. I don't want to spend the next day in the airport. I want to be home with the girls. I want to work out Monday. I want to work out Tuesday.
Yeah.
Get on the plane. I'm shooting my special this week. So I was like, you know what? Fuck it.
I'll do it.
I did it. And we got the cheapest one we could get, which is not a fun way to fly.
You also posted a video of you on a single engine turboprop plane.
That's my fucking cousin, Andrew.
He hooked that up?
He's like, hey man, I got us a jet to Fresno. And I was like, nice. I go, expensive.
He's like, I hooked it up?
He said, I got it. And I was like, oh, cool. I said, expensive? He goes, no, all we got to do is pay for fuel. And I know that it is, right? Yeah. Fuel's actually pretty expensive in a jet.
Yeah, it's very expensive.
But this fuel only costs $300. So I was like, How do we
$300?
And then I'm like, it must be 3,000. He must got it wrong. We get there.
Yeah, it's definitely not $300.
It was $300.
It was?
On a single engine fucking, it was $300.
Wow.
And it was, and by the way, it was a fucking really cool experience.
Yeah.
I flew it for mm-hmm. the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lot like your flight lessons.
Yeah.
But what's crazy is I found out that if that engine died, that we would then die. Like if something happened with that engine, you just die. That's all.
It seems like it's perfect for you. You usually do well in those situations.
And I'm not drinking.
Yeah.
Right? Because I'm trying to, I got a show that night and I'm trying to cut back my drinking for the special.
Yeah.
And I was fucking panicked. I was so panicked. And the guy goes, come on, fly it. And he's like, keep it at altitude. Take a right. Take a left. And he's like, God damn it. Own the plane. And dives it. And I'm like, motherfucker. I lost my shit.
Yeah.
And he's, pull it out. You can pull it out. You control the plane. And he's diving. And I'm fucking losing my shit.
Do you know what the guy did the first time I did a flight lesson?
What?
I go, what happens if the engine dies? And he goes, like this. And he hits it off. And I go, yeah. And I go, what, did you just nosedive? He goes, no, you only nosedive if you go like this. And like sends us into a nosedive. And I was like, oh.
Dude, I was losing my shit. You can see my shirt get negative G's in this. Watch my shirt get negative G's right here. You see it inflate? Dude, and by the way, I will never be able to fly a plane. I came out with that, yeah. It was a really neat experience. That guy, Keith, was an amazing guy.
And you're like, thanks, Andrew.
And I got there. I got there. And I was losing my shit. I go, Andrew, I'm sorry. We're getting in one of these. And he was like, yeah, it's great. These are great. They're the same, but they're just as nice. And I go, they're not, Andrew. I go, we got to wear fucking helmets in there. And he was
helmets.
Like, or like headsets.
Yeah.
I was so, and he goes, come on, we'll be fine. And I was like, no, I have a fear of flying. Everyone else taking a fucking Southwest up to Fresno. I go, I would rather drive. And he's like, it's $300.
Well, so, you do great promos, but I made a promo video. Do you want to see it? Put your headphones on. You're going to dig this one. This is pretty cool. You're going to like it. All right, here's my promo video.
Are you in blackface?
No. I just, just wanted to show you.
This is awful. I mean, my God.
Oh, my God.
You can't dance. Look at those tits.
Oh, I don't know. Oh, that thrust.
That's a hip thrust. I'm going to vomit.
His poor wife.
He has a wife?
God.
Look at his little pee-pee. This guy's definitely racist, right?
He probably stinks, too.
Hey, Tom Segura. You've been dancing your whole life.
I know.
Show this fool up.
Walk up in the thing, I be on my game. If it's competition, I put them to shame. Please don't steal my style, I might cuss you out. What you doing now? I did for a while. Booty, booty, kinda cross the line. Lambo on the back, looking like a snack. I'll show you how to do it. I'll show you how to do it.
Fuck you, Bert.
Wait.
Hey, man. That was crazy. But I was kidding. You're my best friend, and I love you.
Watch me.
There it is. I made a dance video.
It's the best thing I've ever seen. I'm sweating. That's the best thing I've ever.
You love it?
That's the best. Thanks. That's the best thing I've ever, ever, ever.
By the way,
that's the best thing I've ever seen. That's I've never fuck. I've. Who did the dancing?
I danced.
No, you had to do a deep fake.
No, that was me.
That was you dancing for
that
real?
That was me, yeah.
Where did you shoot this?
In downtown LA, in a like a industrial.
Who directed it?
Rami.
Oh, you fucking cunt. You fucking cunt. You fucking
wait,
cunt.
Let's tell them.
You're
the
a
sound.
Fucking cunt. You are a fucking cunt. You're a cunt. You're a cunt. You're a cunt.
Tell them,
you motherfucker. You motherfucker. You motherfucker.
Let's tell them. Let's tell them. Okay. Okay.
You just went home. You never came back.
I never came back.
You fucking cunt.
So, first of all, for people that don't know, there is a famous meme of Seagal eating a carrot when he was in Belarus.
Fuck that.
And that was the inspiration for my attire, because I'm a big Seagal fan. So the whole joke, obviously, we wanted a guy to be Bert, so we wanted like a 400-pound guy. But then they were like, let's try to do face replacement. Everyone's been doing face replacement. Like Brian Monarch's God. Been doing that
I
on these
hate
videos.
That you have my face forever now.
And then
you have my face for in perpetuity. So we get done last Two Bears, One Cave, and Tom says, hey man, my buddy Rami's out there. He's directing my did he even direct your special?
He did.
Okay. Fucking piece of shit that guy is. I'm blackballing him in Hollywood.
He loves you.
Oh, fuck
he,
him.
He, by the way, he left. Wait. When you left, he called me. He goes, I feel terrible. He's the nicest guy.
Tom goes, we're going to do these new promos for fucking Two Bears, One Cave. Do you mind hanging out for like an hour while they shoot your face? Because they're going to do our faces and all these different things. And I was like,
and we showed you the commercial that he did with like Pharrell. And
yeah, it was really cool looking. And I was like, yeah, I'll do it. And in my head, I'm like, seems like a lot of money to put into a fucking podcast. But okay. So I sat in the lobby doing different facial expressions for like an hour with this kid. And he was like, all right, can you look surprised, look sad, look like all the fucking.
My favorite is that.
They didn't even mic you. They didn't even mic me. I didn't even notice. I was like,
that's the part. He goes. We did. He goes. I just like taped a mic to a thing that wasn't even on. I was like, this will get it.
Oh my God. And I sat there for an hour. And Tom goes, I'm gonna go run home,
put Ellis
to bed. Yeah. And then they're like, these fucking liars are like, hey, Tom's on his way back. Tom said he'll be back in 15. They're like, okay, we could do it. I sat out there for an hour doing all the facial recognition for you.
For me.
For your fucking video.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God, how many millions are you going to get on that?
I have no idea. I actually don't know if it'll get even however many views. You know what I mean? Like, I just uploaded it right now, right as you walked in.
Is it a minute?
Huh? No, it's over a minute.
God damn it, Tom. That's where you fucked up.
I know.
It's at 130K so far.
On what? On my...
Just on Twitter.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my Twitter's going to be blowing the fuck up. I got to delete that picture of you. Here I am trying to shame you this morning, and I'll get stabbed as a fat fuck. God damn it. Oh, my gosh. Tom Segura dressed as Steven Seagal official. Ethan Page. Oh, fuck. Two words. No mercy. Two words. No mercy.
So here's the thing. A lot of people were like, they're like, what the fuck? Why do you stab him at the end and kill him? So I wanted to tell you where that came from. The original idea was that I would stab you and then get a handgun. So we had it there, shoot you. Then I drop that. I have a shotgun. I put 6 shells in it. I shoot you. And then I get a machine gun and I shoot you with that.
Yeah.
But we ran out of time.
Oh.
So I only stabbed you.
Oh, this is so good.
It's good, right?
This is so good.
Yeah.
This is so good. I mean, I don't. That's fucking amazing. Let's see who retweeted it for you.
A few people, probably, right? I don't know.
Your retweets are climbing right now. This is going to be fucking massive.
You think so?
Oh yeah. And you threw your tour dates up for Australia?
They're already sold out.
Oh. So what tour dates?
I just put what I have, whatever was on the calendar.
Okay, so I see where we're at now. All I see is a lighthouse in the fog, and I got to get myself there.
So you're like, you're going to come with a vengeance.
Oh, I have to. I wish I hadn't spent that money on the fucking jet now. God damn it, I fucking wasted it on a slow-mo video.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you tag me in this fuckface?
Oh, yeah, I'll tag you now.
Jesus.
Is your video still right up there?
Yeah.
Is yours your pinned tweet?
No.
How do I find it? Because I'll link it.
I'll get it for you. God damn it, that's so good. Whew, shit.
Yeah. Well, that was a lot of fun.
God damn it, that's so good.
I
two words, no mercy. That's so brilliant. How long did they?
We shot that. By the way,
how long did it take to shoot that?
Okay, you remember it was during October. Did you ever see the Whoop Day where my exertion level was 19.8? And they're like, that's the highest anyone.
And you
ever
said you got lost in the canyon.
I was shooting the dance video.
How do I send this to you?
Where is it in? Is it in your?
Here, I'm just texting you the Twitter.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh my God. Jesus Christ! And your dancing is actually pretty fucking good.
It's not bad, right?
It's actually really good.
Yeah.
What an interesting choice to stab me at the end of a video.
It wasn't my idea.
Whose was it?
It was Rami's.
Jesus Christ.
But he had the idea to then shoot you multiple times. And I was like, I'll do it.
By the way, if do you realize what Sober October would have been if we did these videos?
I know.
I mean, that would have been fucking insane. The only thing that would break the internet right now is if Joe did one video.
Oh, yeah.
That is, how long have you been sitting on that? When did you get the final edit?
Well, here's the thing. When we shot it obviously during October, and they were like, when do you want it? And I was like, let's put it out in a week. But then there was this thing where I go, you know what? Is it, since it wasn't in a timely fashion, like yours came out, this is the next week, I go.
Yeah, you're not in a rush.
I go, I'd rather hold it until I can sit with Bert. So
yeah.
I go.
Oh, that's so smart.
I go, just get it ready. And know that I want to play it on the podcast for him. And then they were like, okay. So, you know, I could have released it quicker, but I was like, no, just.
It's so great.
Thanks,
it's
man.
It's so great. Your dancing is legit good. The
it's not
fucking
bad, right?
Beard coloring is hilarious.
I mean, it's all.
The ponytail. Can I just see it one more time? Is that bad? I know people have already can't, are just listening to it. I love.
This is awful. I mean, my God. He can't dance. Look at those tits.
I love their subtle reaction.
They were great. They were great.
His poor wife.
He has a wife?
This guy's definitely racist, right?
He probably stinks, too. Hey, Tom Segura.
Okay, here, hit pause. Okay, all right. I will tell you right now, yeah, that shot, I don't have that in my bag.
Yeah.
That sweeping shot of you.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's a beautiful shot. It's a beautiful shot.
Well, we had like, you know, a top tier cinematographer.
You know that I am now intently focused.
Uh-huh.
I'm intently focused.
On
beating you. There's no way that you're going to win. I mean, now that I know that we can just spend $100,000 and make these. I didn't know that. I mean, I spent $1,200 for mine.
I did not spend $100,000.
I'm going to guess. Okay. 15 grand.
No.
Was I close?
Pretty.
Keep going.
You've been dancing your whole life.
I know.
Show this fool up.
Walk up in the. Okay, this is great. Okay, hold on.
Yeah.
My favorite move's coming up. It's the throw up and bring it down.
Yeah.
And they
yeah,
appear. Go,
yeah,
let me
yeah
see. Okay.
Call the girls over. Booty, booty, clap. Flying across the map. Lambo on the block. Looking like a snack. I show you how.
Oh, okay. Hit pause. You're like Seinfeld right here.
Yeah?
Yeah, you don't know how to dance, but everyone around you is good actors. Seinfeld's big drink was he brought in great actors, because I'm watching it and you look 10 times better because everyone around you is really fucking killing
it.
Yeah,
I think it enhances it for sure.
I wonder what the over-under is if I can get 100 dancers with me.
You probably
just
could.
Get a stadium. I need the Coliseum.
This could definitely happen.
This is, you have no idea. Look at your face. You're so in character. Keep going.
And then you, thank God you showed up for this shot.
I am such a fucking idiot.
You like machine?
Watch me.
This is the dance I'm impressed with right here. Hold on.
That's pretty good.
That's a really good dance.
Hey, man. That was crazy. But I was kidding. You're my best friend, and I love you.
Watch me.
Do you think that the stabbing was too much?
I think the stabbing was a little too much.
Yeah. I want to be clear. It was not my idea, but when I heard it, I was like, I'll do it.
Who did you get to blame me?
I thought it no. Actually, God. He's a really nice guy. He was a really nice guy, and you'll like this. His name is Tom.
He was like, big fan, man.
Yeah, he was like,
can I get one of those Thick Boy Nation sweatshirts?
There was actually one guy that really wanted to do it, and we had him all lined up, but he had a big, big beard, and they were like, for the face replacement, it's an issue, and he didn't want to shave his beard.
God damn.
But this guy was great, and he did that stunt fall of like falling off the chair is not an easy thing to do when you're a big guy either.
Oh,
and
yeah.
We were like, do you want a crash pad? He's like, no, I got it. And then he would get up. He's like, I'm bleeding. I was like, well. Yeah.
God, that's great. Oh, that's so fucking great.
Yeah. So
God.
I still think the point to me only was just that I do think I'm a better dancer.
I mean, I'm, God damn it.
Do you not think I'm a better dancer than you?
No, I mean, obviously, if I spent thousands
not money. I'm saying, you think I'm a better dancer than you?
No, I'm a
you
don't. Dancer. Obviously, I am.
Obviously,
yeah, well, right now you are you're Lil Yachty talking to Prince. like you're going like, I created the genre, and you're like, and I'm like, no, I created the genre of dance videos. I created it. I'm number one. And by the way, I didn't know what the playing field was going to be. You got to witness my output and then go, I just need to beat that.
You don't think that I'm a better dancer?
No, I think I'm a much better dancer. I had a short timeline where I had to get mine in. If I had spent a month and a half dancing.
You don't.
And a budget and a face replacement guy and a bunch of backup dancers. Yeah, I think we'd be neck and neck with me a little bit ahead of you.
No.
Yeah, 100%.
You do not. Oh my God, this is embarrassing.
How about this? Do me a favor. Rami, recreate that. Get the fat guy you used to do me and then recreate that face plant with all those dancers. It looked the same. It looked the same. I will tell you this right now. Mm-hmm. I am massively impressed.
Okay, cool.
I am massively impressed. I will never secede that you're a better dancer than
Why?
Me.
Why?
Because I now have to beat you. That's it. I now have to do a better dance
But
video.
No. Forget the video. You don't think dance skills-wise. Like, there's some things you can go like, oh, yeah, like, this guy's stronger than me. This guy can jump higher. You don't think I'm a better dancer than you, naturally.
I don't know. I think it's really neck and neck. I think it's real neck and neck.
All right.
I mean, I guess we're only, you know. I just
want you to know something. If you put out another video and you don't think I'm going to fucking go crazy on the follow-up, you're out of your mind.
Why can't we just listen to a TV show so we don't have to waste our money? Will someone please buy this so that we don't have to waste all our money?
Please?
I'm already going like, fuck. I was going to take the girls skiing around Christmas, but I got to beat Tom. This is the best. This is the best. I just said this. I said I was gonna tell you something before the podcast started. This is the best representation of what comedy is allowed to be right now.
I agree.
It is the best thing about comedy, and people that aren't taking full advantage of it, I feel bad for, because I go, oh, it's just fucking around. It's just fucking like
I told numerous people, including all the backup dancers, who, by the way, are some of the top dancers in the world. Like, some of the girls in that back in the video.
I'm looking at the video. I know what a day rate for a dancer is.
Dude, two of those girls dance for Janet Jackson. A couple of them have done Missy Elliott videos, Nicki Minaj video. Like, and then I should say Lindsay and Craig, who choreographed and trained me, like amazing dance choreographers and dancers. Amazing. So talented. I told them both at rehearsal and on the day there, and Rami and the crew, I was like, this, by the way, is the best money I've ever spent. I go, fuck buying. No, I don't mean, but I just mean like for the reason we're talking about.
Yeah.
I go, spending money to do things for the sake of like I'm literally doing this to show my friend and to put it out there as entertainment. I go, it's much more rewarding than buying a thing.
Oh.
You know, like.
Without a doubt, the text you get from people when they see it and they're like, dude, this is amazing.
Yeah.
That is worth all of it. Like when I did the first dancing video, I don't think I showed these guys, but I was like, I want to see Tom's fate. Like it's the greatest thing about comedy. This is what we were saying is, you know, I did that slow-mo video in the jet and because Joe Coy called me out in Stockton. And so now I already have.
So what did Joe Coy say?
I just bought tracksuits for everyone because I was like, fuck it, we'll just have tracksuits for the weekend. And just make it a fun, have it fun. But that's another thing that's great about comedy is you can just fuck around and you can still do your stand-up in a tracksuit and still be just as funny.
Sure.
You can just fuck around. So I bought everyone tracksuits. We took a picture. Joe Coy saw that and he did a call-out video on stage in Stockton. Like they were going to home invade someone. They had ski masks on. They had like Stockton was written on the shirt, and that's just scary in and of itself.
Yeah.
And he posted it and it made all of us laugh. And so I was like, well, we got to shoot one. So we had just gotten the jet. And I was like, we're shooting something at the jet. And they're like, oh, well, I was like, we'll do some cool slow-mo shots. And then I just come up with the read of Joe Coy, great video. Stockton, I got big plans for you. And I got plenty of tracksuits, and we had just bought new tracksuits that day. So I zip it up and I go, don't think, and I got plenty of tracksuits. Not only that, I got the best slow-mo game in the business. And so we shoot a slow-mo video just to fuck around.
It's fun.
But I said, what I said on the plane was, we're all drinking. We're all super.
By the way, before you get to that, what do like the plane people say when you're like, I'm just going to need like 30 minutes to shoot my fucking Diddy video? Are they like, okay, we'll just hang.
When I got there,
first
thing they said was the machine.
They did.
Everyone.
Yeah.
Pilots asked if they could fly with their shirts off. 100%. 100%. They're like, dude, if we didn't think that you'd be afraid for your life, our shirts would already be off. And I was like, they're like, we're just all big fans. Every time I've ever go to a private, I've only been on two, but every time we got there, they knew who I was.
That's great.
You book it with your name, so they know the name. And a lot of times they Google it. I mean, there are regular humans.
Yeah.
And so we're drunk on the jet. We're all super grateful. We're just talking grateful about how great life is. And I said, and I will say this without a doubt, I go, you know, Tom created this, right? And they're like, what? And I go, this like fuck aroundness, that's his personality. And they're like, really? I go, oh yeah. I go, Tom started calling me Gerard Depardieu on his podcast. I said, it wasn't even on my radar. I didn't even notice it. Like, I didn't even catch it that it was happening. And then all of a sudden it started online. It started, and what we did that weight loss, but we would have never done that weight loss if it is his personality. He likes inside jokes. He likes fucking around.
Yeah.
And he loves to play. That's the fun part of comedy. And I was like, it's not about being the funniest man in the room. It's about having the most fun. I go, I still stand by this. You recorded and played one of your bombing sets on your podcast for people to hear. Not a lot of guys would just go out and put out their fucking, their soul and them losing Because it's about branding. For you, the branding is fucking funny. It's not like I'm the richest guy, I'm the funniest guy. I just guarantee you, if you listen to me, I'll have fun with it. Garth Brooks, fucking Matthew McConaughey, like just fucking around.
Yeah.
I said, he started it. And they went, what do you mean? I said, we started doing this fucking stupid weight loss thing. And it would I said, the hardest I've ever laughed in my life was when Tom was shaving my beard. I was looking in his eyes and I was crying laughing.
That's the hardest I've ever
laughed. Yeah. And I go, once we did that, I remember we went out and played pool right after that.
Yeah.
And Joe was like, this could be like a thing.
Yeah.
And he was like, this is like interesting to watch, is you two challenging each other. And then Sober October came up. And if it wasn't for you, and I would say this, and I'm speaking out of school, I'm sure, I was drunk at that podcast, but what was fucking brilliant about Sober October was there was a very ominous vibe in that room that afternoon where, like, everyone was not happy.
The most recent one?
No, that one too as well.
Yeah.
But the very first one, it was like when I...
Oh, when we were like, can you even stop drinking?
Yeah, and Joe's like, you should see a doctor. And,
yeah.
And then when you turned it, we got in your car.
Yeah.
We went to your house to have dinner, mm-hmm. and you were like, we can make this fun. I remember you saying that. You're like, this can be really fun. We can have a lot of fun with this. You know, we do the hot yogas. And I was like, yeah, but I wasn't even there yet. I was like, I don't know, man. I remember going to bed that night going, I think I just ruined my career. Because I was like, if people think of me as a sad drinker,
yeah, no.
Then it's not fun. And then I was like, what if I have to quit because it's dictated? It's like, remember what happened with Brandon Schaub? Is like, you watch that whittle down on Joe's podcast. You're like, is this the end of, like, what just happened?
Right.
And then
when Joe was like, you shouldn't,
you gotta quit fighting. You're like, whoa, this is real. Yeah. And that's what I love about podcasting.
Yeah.
But you getting in that car and you're like, this can be fun. We can have fun with this. And there's a part of your personality that enjoys the fun of what we do for a living. And it's, dude, I am never more inspired than when I watch a video like that and I go, now I have something to do.
Right.
Now I know where my fucking focus is.
Yeah.
Now I'm like dialed in. Dude, when we did the
That's exactly, by the way, how I felt when I saw your dance video. I was like, no! Like, I was so, so fired up about that. My first call was to Rami because I know how good of a director he is.
Yeah.
And I was like, watch this video. We're going to really, really like fucking diarrhea on this, I said. And then we just started talking and we had meetings and then we had choreography meetings and yeah, it was pretty intense, man.
Oh my God. It's for the sake of fun.
It's for the sake of fun.
Yeah. And it's like, I mean, I guarantee you if anything now,
I feel bad that I stabbed you.
What the fuck was the stabbing? All I can think is I got to sexually assault you in the end of yours. Like, like it's just my face behind your face. Yeah. You like that, don't you, Tommy? Say I'm the machine, and it's just me sexually assaulting you for 22 minutes where I go, when I was 22 I got involved with the Russian mafia.
It's unnecessary.
Well, you didn't have to stab me.
I know, and then I tell you to be quiet as I'm stabbing you.
God, that's your part of your personality. I guarantee you there's a lot of comics watching this right now going, fuck yes. Like, this is, I mean, and that's the cool thing is when comics can celebrate the fuckery of like the weight loss challenge, Sober October, all this stuff.
And then we did make it a thing. We made it this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got a podcast. Dude, I love that. It's one of the favorite, it might be my favorite thing I've seen all year.
The funniest part about this is that all week, obviously, I'm talking with Rami. Then I'm with Rami. We're in Austin. We're shooting a special. We shoot two shows, obviously. And everything is obviously I didn't like the lighting on the first. Like, you got to bring the lighting down. How does this look? And, flub this line. Make sure you get that. You're talking all about the special. Okay, then we're going to get the line cut. And then I would pull Rami aside. I go, isn't it crazy that I'm shooting the special right now and I'm more excited to watch the music video? And he would be like, isn't it crazy that I'm directing your special and I'm more excited to watch the music video?
What is that? What is that though? Like, that is so...
It's just because it was like, it's like, you know, it's fun. It's like we planned this thing and we're just excited to show. And like, cause you know, you like...
Has there ever been a time in Hollywood where... Like, it almost reminds me a little bit, this is going to be a very, very big slap on the back, but like, when Hollywood was fun, like when South Park showed up and everyone just passed around their video, or like people were doing things because they liked it, and it wasn't like they were jockeying to get a forward ahead.
Yeah.
You know, like there's no, that doesn't, like your tickets are already sold out. That does, that just,
right. It's not for,
it's not for, I mean, I do it for ticket sales, obviously.
No, I would look if I had a bunch of dates coming up, I'm sure it would
I do
help.
It for ticket sales. I do it for like launch of tours. And then I'll relaunch before we
but
go out.
But the only reason that has tour dates on it is because it was supposed to mimic that part of yours.
Oh, it's so
That's the only reason it has tour dates.
It's so well shot. It's so good.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so fucking
good.
And
that's not to my credit, obviously. That is definitely to Rami and his crew. Like that. By the way, he directs major music videos. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. He's great.
He's a real director. I mean, it wasn't like my friend. I was like, you got a camera? Like he had a legit crew there.
God, that's like.
And we shot in the were they in the like the warehouse where they
were
shot,
you sweating like crazy?
Oh my God, where they do Fast and the Furious? They we shot in there in that warehouse.
But did you have to get a location,
dude?
Oh my God,
I'm trying to see if it can still. Let's see. I want.
How many times have you watched it?
Well,
I watched my dancing video maybe 1,000 times.
Oh no! I haven't seen it that many times.
Oh, I watched any video I do.
Can you pull up Whoop? Can you pull up your login or no? Are you logged in?
Yeah.
Can you still pull up?
You're not wearing your Whoop anymore.
Nah.
Oh, you took it off for the special.
Yeah, I took it off before then. I like it a lot. I still wear mine.
I like it. My strain today is a 12.
My strain that day was 19.8.
Whoop. Where'd you go? To Sober October?
Yeah. Can you pull out? Can you hit me?
Yeah.
And then here, let me see something.
Oh, that's so good.
I'm trying to see.
God damn it. Like, I feel like I should outsource this now and get a production team, a director. By the way, I'm going into... I'm starting production on my show, and I'm like, I wonder if we could just ship this about going after Tom.
I can't do it.
I have a fucking call today, and I just want to go. Hey, do you guys see this video? Can we? I'll pay for it, but if we have a crew out there, can we shoot one day where I just do something to him? Oh man. There's no topping this. That is, if nothing, I want you to know that I see that a little bit as a love letter.
I 100% would see it the same way.
Dude, when I did this...
I made a video about you.
Dude, when I did my video, you're the only person I cared that watched it.
Dude, listen, that is a love letter. And that's how I express love. Ask Christina when we started dating. And she was like, the first red flag was like, when I go, I love you so much, I go, fucking put your head through that dresser.
So now, all this poor fucking guy.
Hey, so wait, Nadav, you're on mic.
Yeah.
It's the first time you've seen it too, right?
Yeah, this is the first time I've been
Nadav, this is the first time you've seen it?
Yeah, with you.
Oh, that's the hardest. That's the hardest I've lasted in a very, 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 very long time. God, there's so much about that is comedy. Like I was just talking to someone about comedy where people cheer or people agree with your comedy.
Yeah.
Or there's something about this where you're like, this poor fat guy, Tom.
Yeah. That guy's name is Tom.
I sat back and did full. Please tell me do you have any video from that, Nadav, of you just shooting me doing all the fucking facial recognition?
No, I didn't take any video of it, but I do know that they weren't even rolling when you were rolling the promo lines. For the stuff that we were trying to record audio.
Oh my God.
They weren't rolling at all. You didn't see any red light.
Yeah. They were.
Jesus
they were,
Christ.
You're like, we'll be right back. Two bears, one cave.
We'll be right back. And I was like, yeah, when do we ever say that?
Yeah.
Like, I remember doing that going like, I don't know how this is going to work in.
That's the best part of the whole thing.
I mean, you went through hair and makeup.
Yeah.
They did.
You got a wig.
Yeah, definitely.
I got some cool Seagal glasses. Have you seen that? Can you pull up, by the way, just in case, Seagal eating carrot? Because it is like, I told him, I was like, I have to look just like this. Oh, this is who God. I want to be. Yeah, just like that. That was my inspiration. That's why I look like that.
Oh my God, what is this?
You've never seen it?
No.
He was in Belarus, and like he's still like famous in places in the world that haven't seen
things.
Oh my God,
do you think Steven Seagal will see this?
I hope so.
What music was that? Did you guys get that?
That was Missy Elliott.
Oh, it was?
It's not licensed. no way. But I was like, who cares? It's just for the video, you know? So.
Oh, that's so good.
Look at him. But that's exactly what I was doing, just trying to eat a carrot like Seagal wearing that.
Oh, this is going to be so fucking big, Tom. You know what? Jesus. Just for the record, if you're a comedian, you want to take shots at me, you got to be my friend, okay? I don't want just fucking comics going like, fuck it, take this fat fuck down.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I don't know how we fucking top that on this podcast. That's it. You got to end on that.
Yeah,
I want to see it
so.
One more time. I want to see it one more time.
You do?
I'm going to watch this, Tom. I'm going to watch this. Easily 500 times.
Really?
I love it. I love it so much.
We had, by the way, this was so fun. So I was in hair. That's taken forever.
I thought that was you at first. The black chick, I was like, Tom, like that's really aggressive. Cause she's got a wig, not a wig on, but a hat with hair. And I was like, are you in blackface?
So I'm walking from the other side of this warehouse, just like to check in on what's going on. Rami's standing at a monitor and he's like, say his tits are big. He looks gross. And then I just walk up and then I start throwing lines at them. So we had like 100 lines to pull from.
Oh my God.
And we just had to pare it down. But it was, these girls were great.
Oh, this is so good.
This is awful.
So he's just, they're watching the video, I mean, if you're listening. My God.
He can't dance. Look at those tits. I'm gonna vomit.
His poor wife.
He has a wife?
Look at his little peepee.
This guy's definitely racist, right?
God damn it.
Steaks too.
Someone had to feed her that line.
Hey, Tom Segura. You've been dancing your whole life.
I know.
Show this fool up.
I know.
Walk up in the thing. I be on my game. If it's competition, I put them to shame. In my style, I might cuss you out. What you doing now? I did for a while. Booty, booty claps, flying across the map. Lambo on the block, looking like a snack. I show you how I do it, show you how it's done. Don't look for another, there be no another one.
Vodka! It says vodka!
Vodka, yeah.
Watch me.
That's the best dancing you do right there in your whole thing.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Bert.
It's totally a love letter to you.
Hey, man. That was crazy. But I was kidding. You're my best friend, and I love you.
Oh, it's so creepy to see my face. Oh,
well,
I love you.
I love you too, man.
I love you. I'm so glad that we stayed friends.
Yeah, me too.
Like that we became friends and we've remained close.
I know.
This is the funnest relationship. This is so much better than my marriage. Especially now that she's found podcasting and has a personality she wants to flex around. Fuck. So glad So Over October is over.
Over. Well, you know, he doesn't really pick up. He's really kind of self-obsessed.
He's a little misogynistic. Hey, let's not burn the bridge we're both standing on.
Yeah.
Fuck.
All right. I love you. Thanks for listening, guys. We'll be back.
Love you guys. Love you.
Bert and Tom. Tom and Bert. One goes topless while the other wears a shirt. Tom tells stories and Bert's the machine. There's not a chance in hell that they'll keep it clean. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave. No scripts, a bit of booze, amateur partology. Dirty jokes, raunchy humor, no apologies. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave.